Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Meseches Kedushin has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yossi Taub. B'schus Rufua Shleima, Moshe Nachman, Ben Malka Miriam.
We're learning Meseches Kedushin, Daf Mem Dalet. The sugya starts in Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara is going on the Mishnah that says that the ish mekadesh is bitoi kashinara, that the father can be mekabel Kedushin for his daughter that's an ara. The Gemara brings the Mishnah in Gittin about a get. There you have a machloikis etan a kamen Rabbi Yehuda. Tanakama says that an Nara Mirasa, he via Makabla Nisgita. Both the Isha, both the Nara herself, the girl herself, and her father could both be Makabla the Get. The father can Makabla the Get because the father has all the schusim of the Nara. The father's in charge of the Nara. He can Makadisha, he could be Makabla the Gerishin. And she can Makabla the Get because she also has a Yad. She's a Gedaila, she also has a Yad. And that's the sheet of the Tanakama. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, ain't shtei adayim zeches ka'achas, avia v'lohi, only the father can mekabel the get and not her. That's the machlokes by Gittin. So the Gemara brought this in, because the Gemara wanted to know, what's the din by Kedushin? We know the father can mekabel the Kedushin for bit that it's an Arab, but could she herself also be mekabel the Kedushin? So the machlokes, Rish Lakish says, ka machlokes begerishin, ka machlokes bekedushin, it's the same machlokes, according to the Tanakhama that says that he v'avia can mekabel the get, who are din? By Kedushin, she and her father can mekabel Kedushin. Rabbi Echanan says, no. It's only a machlekes by Gittin, by Kedushin, the vehakel aviyah v'lehi. By Kedushin, she cannot be mekabel the Kedushin, only a father can mekabel the Kedushin. What's the difference between get and Kedushin? So the Gemara goes through it, shakla v'tariya. The Gemara's maskan is, Kedushin, you need das. Rashi says, you need das makna. So since you need das, the father's the makna. He's the one that could have das. Her das doesn't count. The Torah was mezakeh the kedushin to him. Only his das counts. Her das doesn't count. Nashenkin gerushin. You don't need das, so it doesn't matter that the father didn't have das. We don't need das. Gerushin is balkarcha and balkarchai. The bal decides in the gerushin. It doesn't matter what the girl says. It doesn't matter what the father says. So since you don't need das, you don't need her das or her father's das. So mamela, either her or her father can mekabel the get. That's the gemara. That's the Svar of Rabbi Echanan. Now what's the Svar of Rish Lakish? So the Gemara says later, at the end of the Amid, Rish Lakish is Tzava Kekruchya, V'yatzav Ha'isa Zehekish. Ha'ei Iske Shavai Li'itziya, just like by Gerishin you have that both of them can mekabel the get, so too by Kedushin, both of them should be able to mekabel the Kedushin. But they didn't listen to him. And the Halacha follows like Rabbi Echanan, that by Kedushin the Halacha is, only the father can mekadesh, not the girl. Now before we discuss the Machlokes Rabbi Echanan and Rish Lakish, we want to first discuss Machlokes Rishonim in regard to the Mishnah of by Get, by Hiva via Mekabel Es Gita, there's a Machlokes Rishonim. Because the Mishnah is talking about a Nara. Dafka Nara HaMayrasa, once it's Nesua, she's out of the Rishasav. Dafka Nara, not a Begeris. But the Shaila is, what about a Ketana? Do you have the same thing by a Ketana? So, there seems to be a Stira in Rashi, and the Rishonim say Rashi was Chazer, and we actually have both opinions of Rashi, the contradictory opinions of Rashi right here by us. Rashi in Gittin is Mavur that he held that it was Dafka by Nara, the din is that Hiva Aviyah is Makabel Gita. By Ketana, everyone's made that it's Dafka Aviyah V'lohi. A Ketana has no Yanti Makabel to get according to everyone. Rashi over here seems to say Faket. Rashi the Raskal Nara Marasa. Rashi says, who would nila Ketana? This exact same machlokes by Ketana. The reason why I told my Nara is to tell you that even by Nara, Rabbi Yehuda says that she can't be mekabel herself. But there are rabbanan hold that even Ketana, she could be mekabel herself. Not like Rashi and Gittin. And then Rashi here, the very next Rashi, says, Mamish Faker. This is the Dafka Nara of Ketana, the Yavlahi. That's Dafka by Nara. By Ketana, the din is that only the father can mekabel the get. So Taisa says there was actually two opinions. Rashi was Chayzer in the middle. And Lamaisa Tzemachleikis Rishainim, the Rif in Gittin says, like Rashi says in Gittin, that it's Dafka by Nara, by Ketana, everyone's maskim, it's Aviyah V'lohi. And that's what the Rambam says in Ilchus Gerishin, Berek Beis Lachi Yidches, that by Ketana, the din is, Al Kapanim Ketana Hamurasa, by Ketana by Nesua, then Pashas the din is, she's already Eitzim Mishasav, it's like a Ketana without an Av, and she could be Mekabel to get it, not the father. But by Ketana Murasa, the Rif and the Rambam hold that giving the get to her does not help. Only the father can mekabel the get, and that's the kuli alma. But all the Rishonim didn't discuss it. And Taisus here paskins, the psak of Taisus is that no, it's the same thing by Naira and by Ktana, there's no chilik whatsoever. By Ktana also, Hiva via kim makabel the get. And we have to understand Pshat in Rashi and Gittin and in the Rif and in the Rambam that say that a Ktana, it's a via v'lohi. Even though a Ktana doesn't have a yad to mekadesh herself, that says even Rish Lakish would be maskim, that a Ktana, even though Rish Lakish holds it in Naira, you have the same thing of Hiva via kim makabel kedushin by a Ktana not. But even that's because even a Ktana that doesn't have an Av can't be Mekadesh herself. For Kedushin, you need Das. A Ktana doesn't have Das. But for Gerushin, you don't need Das. And a Ktana that doesn't have an Av could be Mekabel again, the Kuli Alma. And a Nara, even though she's Bishus Av, she also can be Mekabel again, Hiva via Mekabel as Gita. So Mela makes sense what Taisus is saying, that a Ktana is no different than a Nara, the Gabi Gerishin, and Miktana also Hiva via Kimakabal the get, like Rashi we have here after the Chazar. But we have to understand the Das of the Rif and the Rambam and Rashi and Gittin, why they hold that a Ktana can't be Makabal get, even though an Ara could be Makabal get, and even though a Ktana without an Av also could be Makabal get, but a Ktana with an Av cannot be Makabal the get. Tzarech Mia de Svar. Now we'll explain it a little bit, Behemshech. But first, Taisus brings a raya from the Gemara here on Daf Mem Dalad. Taisus brings a raya that a Ktana could be Makabal again even when there is a father. Taisus' raya is like this. The Gemara says, Rav Nachman. Rav asked the Shaila for Rav Nachman, could a Nara make a Shlich to Makabal again? The Rabbanans say that a Nara can Makabal again. Could she make a Shlich to Makabal again? Miad Baila. And the Gemara explains the Shaila Maskana after a bit of a shakla v'taya. Mialim kiyada v'yil shavi yishliach eloi. Does she have the same din? Is the pshat as she's makabel get just like a father's makabel get? There's two channels to makabel get. You give to the father, you give to her. So it's like anyone else. Like any isha can make a shliach. She also can make a shliach. Well, no, she's not strong. She doesn't have the same chashivas, the same strength as yada v'yil. She can makabel get. But she cannot make a shliach to makabel the get. So the Gemara says, Rav Nachman answered, Amlei einais shliach. She cannot make a shliach. She can makabel the get herself, but she cannot make a shliach. So Rav asked him a question from Mishnah Gittin. The Mishnah Gittin says, if a ktana sh'om miskabeli giti ain't a get it, she ever get liyad. A ktana that makes a shliach to makabel the get, it doesn't work, and she's only migareshes when the get actually reaches her hand. Fact Rav, and that's clear, it's dafka ktana. Otherwise, it's a ketana. Vice is an ara could make a shliach to makabel the get. So you see clearly that an ara could make a shliach to makabel the get. Zok Rav Nachman, we're talking about that she doesn't have an av. So when she doesn't have an av, so an ara has das. So of course she can make a shliach. There's no one else there. She's the balas davar. She's the one in charge. A ketana has no das. So mela she can't make a shliach. Pashit. But when there is an Av, even an Ara can make a Shliach, because even though she has Das, but she's not really in charge, the father has the Yad to Makabal the Get, she has enough of the Yad to Makabal the Get on her own, she does not have enough of the Yad to make a Shliach to Makabal the Get. Atkan the Gemara. Sefrek Taisus Akashon. The Gemara's Havmina was that we're talking about that she has an Av. When Rava wanted to bring the Raya, Rava understood that the Mishnah meant that she had an Av. And Rava was being a raya, that a Ktana, it says, cannot make a Shliach. Ktana shom eskabli giti eni getet shigia get liyada. But a Nara could make a Shliach. And that was a raya, that a Nara can make a Shliach even with an Av. Because Rava understood the Mishnah was talking about with an Av. And still you see, the words of the Mishnah is, eni get at shigia get liyada, until it reaches her hand. When it reaches the hand of the Ktana, it works, it's a Gerishin, even though we're talking about with an Av in the Havamina. So the Chayr, it's a Mefurish Gemara, from the Havamina at least, that a Ktana, even with an Av, Enech and Ami can't make a Shliach, because a Shliach, you need Das to make a Shliach, even without an Av, she can't make a Shliach. But even with an Av, when it's Yigia Get Liyad, it works. So you see Mefurish, not like the Rif and the Rambam and Rashi and Gittin, you see Mefurish that a Ktana, even with an Av, has a Kayak to Makabal again, it's Hiva via Makabal Nesgito. That's Taisus Kasha. So, there are three basic terutzim in the Rishonim to answer this kasha, to answer up the Rif and the Rambam and Rashi and Gittin that hold that a ketana can't be mekabel a get. The most parsha of the Teretz, a deichik, is who didn't have a matzah l'meim l'tameich. Sometimes, when the Gemara asks the question, Rava assumed that the Mishnah was talking about that it had an av, and Mimeli wanted to bring a raya dafka, ketana can't make a shliach, but an arah could make a shliach. So Rav Nachman could have said, v'tizbara, you think we're talking about with an av? It can't be, because with an av, then even when it's a yig, Eliana doesn't work, because she's a ketana. Elamai, it's muchik to say that we're talking about without an av. Like a lot of times, the Gemara could have said a little tameich. That's one teretz. It's a little dachuk, because al kapanim, once you see the havim in the hell that way, so if you have a haichacha from another sigyam, a furish raya, so then you can answer the kasha with this thing, who didn't have a matzlem or tameich? But asai, if you have a suffix, then you could bring a raya from the havim in it, but this is the first teretz. Now, the raya that says a teretz, that he says that even the shita, the Rambam, the Rif, like we said, the Rambam, Rashi, even those that hold that a ketana cannot be mekabel to get when there's an av, that's dafka when the av doesn't give her a rishus. But when the av gives her a rishus to mekabel to get, so then she could be mekabel to get l'kuli alma. So mela, the etzim shaila, if the ketana can mekabel to get without the rishus of the av, that the Rif and the Rambam hold, the Rashi and Gittin holds, that she can't be mekabel to get, she doesn't have the yad. But if the father gives her a shusi mekabel to get, then she does have the yad to mekabel to get. Thus stating the right. So Mela, the Mishnah, because that's in the Mishnah, that there was an av, but the av gave a shus for the ketana to mekabel to get. So the Ramban says he doesn't understand the Ravid's teretz. He would think that if you're going to hold that a ketana can be mekabel to get, so a shus doesn't help. Giving her a shus is not going to help. It's not going to help to give a shus to mekabel to get. If she doesn't have the yad to mekabel to get, what's the difference if the father does give rishus or doesn't give rishus? Ramban doesn't understand the Ravid's teretz. So the Ramban says a different teretz. Ramban says a teretz that he holds that this shayla, if a ketana can be mekabel to get when there's an av or not, is going to be totally in the shayla if a nara can make a shliach or not. According to Rava, that holds that a nara can make a shliach to mekabel the get, who within a ketana would be able to mekabel the get? Mashenkein, according to Rav Nachman, that holds that a nara cannot make a shliach to mekabel the get, and that's who he paskin. That's why Rashi and the Rif and the Rambam hold, according to Rav Nachman, that a nara can't make a shliach. That's where comes this the psak that a ketana can't be mekabel the get altogether. What's the bir adavar? What's the shaychus between whether a nara can make a shliach to whether ketana can mekabel the get? Zogt Ramban gevaldige svar. Says the shaila is he learns the machloikis the Rif and the Rambam on one side and Tais on the other side is a shaila not only if a ketana can mekabel the get when there's an av, but it's a shaila how it works that a nara can mekabel the get. Taisus, who holds that a ketana could also mekabel the get, he understands that according to the Rabbanan, there's two separate tracks had to be megarish a nara. One is through the father. The father can mekabel the get. Why? Because she's b'shus the father. The father can mekadesh her. The father zeichem tzios ma'isidah. We had the Gemara before in Dav Gimel called shvach nurim la'avia. So male, the father can mekabel the get. But she also has her egin din to mekabel the get. She's herself. She could be mekabel the get. She could be mekabel the get on her own. She has her egin din to mekabel the get. An other rabbi, when the father's mekabel the get, it's kain like the father's been mekabel it for her, on her behalf. But the pshat is the get. The etzim transaction of the get is done with her. So Ayba Zayt is no chiluk nara and ketana. If you could be megarish the nara because she could be mekabel the get on her own steam, you could megarish her through a father also. The father also can mekabel the get on her behalf. But she's mekabel the get for herself. So a mela, ketana is also that way. You don't have to be a gedol to mekabel the get. A ketana without an av can mekabel the get. A ketana can mekabel the get just as good as a nara. You don't need das to mekabel the get. But mela, you could megarish a ketana also by giving the get to her. But then, it would be muchach also, tiny deramban, at least this is how the Rif and the Rambam would learn, that she can make a shliach. She has her own yad. Why can't she make a shliach? There'd be no svar of le'alima yadak yadaviyah. She has her own yad mamish. There's no reason why the Naira couldn't make a shliach. So rather than holds that a Naira can make a shliach, Rava also would hold that a ketana can mekabel to get herself. A ketana can't make a shliach. You need us to make a shliach. But there'll be no svar why the ketana can't be mekabel to get herself. Because she has her own yad. That's kufa de din by gerushin. The ketana and the Naira have their own yad. Like the Gemara says, you don't need das. You don't need das makna. You just need a yad. They have their own yad. The father also has a yad, but they have their own yad also. And Mimela, the ketana and the Naira can mekabel the get, and the Naira will be able to make a shliach. But Rav Nachman who holds that a Naira can't make a shliach. So, vayistayshe, Rav Nachman holds the Naira b'emesin doesn't have a yad at all. She doesn't have. If she'd have a yad, she'd be able to make a shliach. What's the pshat that a Naira can mekabel the get? It's ke'en like a shliach for the father. As I state in the Ramban, the Ramban's in Mechamis and Gittin, it's in Chedushim here. It's in the Mechamis and Gittin where he juxtaposes the word, it's ke'en like a shliach for the father. And in both places he says, because you're the Torah, save das of the Av, that the Av doesn't mind since she's at other Abba, she's bringing herself back to Rishus Av, the Av doesn't mind if she's Mechabal the get, if she's Mechabal the get for him. So that's the aside why the Naira can mekabel the get. Not because she has a yad of gittin. For Karen, she's not really, it's not her transaction. The transaction is not being done with her. It's being done with the father. She could be kabbled on her father's behalf. She's like a shliach for the father to mekabel the get. Ay bezay, that's dafka Naira. A ketana can't be a shliach. That's a clown called Tere Kula. Ketana can't be a shliach. If the pshat is, you see by Naira, she has her own yati mekabel the get, why shouldn't the ketana also have yati mekabel the get? Legabi mi mekabel the get, a ketana is the same as a Naira. Bibalt, you don't need das, just like a ketana without an avki mekabel the get, a ketana is the same as Naira, legabi having a yati mekabel the get. Now the yisayna davar is, Rav Nachman holds that she can't make a shliach, in dem state she doesn't have a yati mekabel the get. She's not being mekabel the get on her behalf. The transaction is not being done with her. She's being mekabel again on her father's behalf. So Mela, she can't make a shliach. I say that's why it's dafka Naira and not a ketana. So in the Ramban state, the Gvaldiki Yisai, to understand the Rif and the Rambam. Like we started off with the Shaila. What's Pshan and the Rif and the Rambam? Why don't they hold that a ketana can mekabel again? The Teretz is Adarabba. The only reason why a Naira can mekabel again is not because a Naira has a yad to mekabel again. The Naira could be like a shliach of the father to mekabel again. A Naira can be a shliach, a ketana can't be a shliach. That's Shitas Haramban, how to understand the Rif and the Rambam and Rashi, that a ketana can't be mekabel the get. Shitas Haravid that we mentioned. Again, we mentioned the Ravid Teretz. The Ravid Teretz on Taisus Kasha. Taisus asks, that we see from the Havamina, when Rava asked the Kasha, when Rava brought in this Mishnah in Gittin, that says that a ketana shom is skabali gitti eni get at shigir get liyada. And Rava wanted to bring a raya. Vaisis only a ketana can't make a shliach. You see, an Naira could make a shliach. So Rava was etzing on the Mishnah when there is an av. And still, you see, a ketana says, "Omer skabli kiti ain't a get a chigi get liyada." Only it's not a get from the shliach, but when it's a gi get liyada, it would be a get. And Rava thought that the Mishnah was talking about with an av. So you see that a ketana can mekabel a get even with an av. What was the Ravid's teretz? The Ravid's teretz is because the father gave her a shus. And what was the Ramban's kash on the Ravid? That if you hold that she doesn't have a yad, the Rishus won't help. The Ramban is l'shitasei. The Ramban holds that the yisoid of why the ketana can't be mekabel the get is because she doesn't have a yad of gittin when there's a father. It's the father that has the yad. The transaction's not being done with her. It's being done with the father. How could the Naira be mekabel the get? That's like a shlichus for the father. A ketana can't be a shliach. So Mela, Ibazai, even if father gave her a shus, it wouldn't work. But the Ravid holds no. The Ravid holds that Be'emma, since she does have a yad, even according to the Rif and the Rambam. The transaction is being done through her. And when the father is being mekabel, the father is being mekabel on her behalf. So what's the pshat that a ketana can't be mekabel the get. What's the difference between a ketana and a naira? Because a ketana, since she's a ketana, and be'etzim, usually a ketana doesn't have the yad. Even though by gittin, if it wouldn't be for the father, she would have the yad. But the reshus of the av vaisais overpowers her yad. She's not reshus atzma klal. When she has a father, she becomes entirely reshus avia. Agedekach, even though she doesn't need das, even though Kabbalah's get doesn't need das, but the Rabbanan are maskim to this Rabbi Yehuda's svar of ein shtei yadayim zeches kachas. It's the father's transaction, even though the father's doing it on her behalf. But the father's in charge of her. She is in ganzim mishus the yam. Mimela, she can't be makabel the get. Now, there are but and hold that in Naira, you don't need das. She's not in ganzim mishus the yam. She's enough mishus the yam that the father can makabel the get. But she still has enough of an egg in the yam that she can makabel the get. The ketana doesn't have an egg in a yad. She doesn't have her own yad. It's entirely taken over by the father. That's why the Raya knows that the father gives her shus. So then she could be mekabelet. The only thing that's stopping from mekabelet get is the shus of the av, which is overpowering her. If the father allows it to mekabelet get, he's mevater in his shus, so then she can mekabelet get. So this is a machlekes Raman and Ravid, bedas the riff in the Rambam, which is stami yisaitistik ashayla, and how it works when the father's makabel get for his daughter. And the Ramban holds that it's a machloikis raven of Nachman. And the shaila is the pshat that be'etzin the transaction is being done, the get is being done with the isha, with the bas. Then the father has a shusim makabel on her behalf, but she could also do it. And that would apply, tainet the Ramban, if she's a nar or a ketana. And lefizeh, you wouldn't be able to make a shliach. And that's Rava. And if Nachman holds, no. The transaction's being done by the father. A naira could faked, be makablet on a father's behalf. But then avadah, she wouldn't be able to make a shliach. That's Rav Nachman. And then avadah, that would only be by a naira, by a ketana, and shlichas l'ketana, and male l'ketana can't be makablet. And that's a pshat in the Rambam and the Rif. They go like Rav Nachman. And that's why the Ramban doesn't understand the Ravid. Even if you give reshus, it doesn't help. It has nothing to do with her. You can't give a ketana reshus to take a get from you. You can't make her a shliach and shlichas l'katan. But the Ravid holds no. The Ravid holds the transaction is being done with the isha. The father fakir, the father's doing it on her behalf. And that's true according to everyone. Now the father's reshus overpowers her reshus, but even that if she's a ketana, she loses her whole din reshus. She can't do it on her own behalf, even though it's being done for her, because her father's in charge of her. Her father does it on her behalf. Anara is more of a yad. She could do it on her behalf, on her own behalf. But with reshus, even a ketana could do it on her own behalf. That's a shittas Ravid. And lefi the Ravid, you have to say, that there of Nachman Oz, you can't make a shlech, is vaita. The father's reshus overpowers her, not enough that she can't be makablet by herself, but enough that she akapanim can't make a shlech. The Pnei Yeshua, which is going like the Ramban, says a gevaldik ishtikl teira. He wants to explain the machlekes Rebbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish also in the same eifin. And he wants to say, to answer the Rishayim, have a problem with Rashi, that Rashi in certain places says, like the Rambam in the Rif, that a ketana cannot be mekabel the get when there's an av. And in other places, Rashi says, mefurish like Tesis, that Naira is huadin ketana, that a ketana could be mekabel the get even when there's an av. Zak the Pnei Yeshua, they're both right. This is the machlekes Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Because he says he's very bothered with Rabbi Yochanan. What's this svara that Gerushin is Bal Karcha, the male they both could do it, and Kedushin is Midaita, and male need the Av to do it? What happened to Rish Lakish's Tain of Yatsa Vahisa? Amish even al Hekish. There's a Hekish here, the Yatsa Vahisa. Iskish of Ayin Liyatsia. Why are we Michalik in Kedushin and Gerushin? We have a svara to Michalik. Says it's not kenugish starkest svara to shlag up a hekish. Now zog the Pnei Yeshua, they're arguing pshat and pasuk, and they're arguing about this yisay that we're discussing. Who exactly is the transaction of the get being done with? Is it being done with the father or is it being done with the daughter? And Rabbi Yochanan holds that when there's an av and she's a naira and a ketana, The Av's the address. The Av's the one that you do the transaction with. The Av's the one that's the makna of the Kedushin, and he's the one that gets the Gerushin. So Mel, when the Pasuk says, Ki yigach ish ishav, and because of a sefer krisus v'nasim biyada, we're not discussing a ketana or an ara. Because you cannot do kedushin to a ketana and an ara when they're b'shus aviyah, and you can't do gerushin to them. That's not the pshat in the pasuk. The pasuk behechich is talking about a begeris, an isha that's doing the kedushin on her own, getting the gerushin on her own. That's pshat in the pasuk. Now, what's the pshat? So why did the Rabbanan hold that a Nara Mirasa could be Makabal the get? Zakti Pnei Yeshua, that's Misvara. The pasuk that says V'nasim B'yada is not discussing this case. It's discussing a case where the Kedushin was done with the Isha herself. But that's Misvara. So Melech Rabbi Yechanan says, you can make a chilek in Svara. Something which doesn't need Das. So then, Mistabra, the Isha also has a right to Mekabel again on behalf of her father. Hey, you see, anyway, you don't need the Das of the Av. So Mistabra, it works. Like the Rabban says in Svara, she becomes like a Shliach of the father. Now, Shekin Kedushin, we need Das. So the father has the Das. If you don't have the Das of the father, he's the Makna, he's the one doing the Chalais. You need his Das. Avada the Das of the Isha doesn't work. Why don't you say the Yatzav Haisa? Because a hekesh is only on what the pasuk's talking about. The pasuk's talking about kiyikach ish isha, that he was mekadesh the isha. The pasuk says v'nasim b'yad, they gave it to the isha that he was mekadesh. The pasuk's not talking about when there's a father and she's a ketana or a naira. That's not pshat in the pasuk. That's a svara that God and naira also could be mekabel on behalf of a father. The svara applies by gerushin, which is Baal Karcha. The Svara does not apply to Kedushin, which is Midaita. And the Hekesh doesn't apply because it's not in the Pasuk. Rish Lakish holds Vaket. Rish Lakish holds that when the Rabbanan say that the Naira can Mekabel the Get, she's Mekabel al Tzeegniyad. She's Mekabel on her own behalf. The Gerushin is being done with the Naira, not with the father. She's not being Mekabel for her father. She's being Mekabel for herself. So Kumtais, the Pasuk of V'nasim B'yada, applies to an Ara. Because she's being Mekabalit for herself. If you have Xeris HaKasim, that she can be Mekabalit for herself, she's the Egen of Aldover of the Get. So Avadi, that would apply to Kedushin also. You can't be Mechala Gerushin and Kedushin and say by Gerushin she has an Egen Yan and by Kedushin she doesn't. There's a hekesh. Whatever yad she has by gerushin, she'll have by kedushin. So if the pshat is that she can mekabel the get on behalf of the father, so kuntei she doesn't really have a yad for gerushin, or so that's what Rabbi Yechanan holds. So v'nasim b'yad is not going on the case of an ara with the father. So that's a svara by gerushin, not by kedushin. But Rish Lakish says no. The rabbanon is a pshat that she's mekabel out her own yad. So the Pasuk is saying she has a Yad of Gerushin. If the Pasuk says she has a Yad of Gerushin, Avadi she has a Yad of Kedushin also Iska Shevaya Leitziah. That's what the Yeshua learns in Machlekes, Rabbi Yechanan and Rish Lakish. I want to say two other nafkaminis, I think, in this Chakira, even though not Mamash Mukhach, but I think it's very Mistabra. First, there's a Machlekes Yishayim. It's brought in the Shulchan Aruch Seder HaGet. At the end of Vilchus Gerushin, there's a Seder HaGet with Seifim. In Siv Tzadik Vav, the Shulchan Aruch brings down that there's a machlokes Yishayim, and he says you should write two gittin. When you're megarish a ketana, you should write two gittin. One of the gittin should be written like any other get. In other words, the get is addressed to the ketana, saying, I, Pliny ben Pliny, I'm megarish you, Plinus bas Pliny, who was my wife till now, and now I send you free, v'arei ha'meteres l'chalada. And the other, the nusach get, is addressed to the father. It's written, I, Pliny ben Pliny, am megarish your daughter. I said to this man, Pliny ben Pliny, that I'm megarish his daughter, Plinus, who she was my wife till now, v'arei hi muteris l'chalada. Written, b'loshin neichach to the father, and referring to the wife, b'loshin nister, in third person. Because there's a machlekes Yishayim, what the correct way to write the get is. Should the get be addressed like the regular get and addressed to the daughter? Or should the get be addressed to the father, referring to her daughter? and saying, I'm megarish your daughter, not I'm megarish you. Not Pliny spas Pliny, I'm megarish you, but Pliny ben Pliny, I'm megarish your daughter. Not Hare at muteris the chaladam, but Hare he muteris the chaladam. I would think it's totally in this chakira, in these two tzadim. If she has an egg in the yant to makabel the get, and gather the father can be makabelit, but when the father's makabelit, the father's makabelit for her. The transaction is being done with her. So the get is written to her. It's a get is addressed to her. And according to the Ravid, only the father can be makabel the get. She can't be makabel the get klal, unless the father gives the permission. But still, it's a transaction being done for her. The father can be makabelit. And could be she could be makabelit. That's Taisa's Shita. Or could be she can't be makabelit, like the Ravid, that the pshat is she can't be makabelit, because dafka the father's yad overpowers hers. But the transaction, the get, is being done with her. So then the get should be written as addressed to her, even when it's given to the father. Just like when you give to a shliach, but the get's written to the isha, the shliach's makabelit on her behalf. Mashen came the other Shita, that says that the get is addressed to the father. That sounds like the transaction is being done with the father. And could be, even if you give it to her, let's say by a naira, like the Ramban says, she's like a shliach of the father. She's makabel on the father's behalf. But the transaction is done with the father. So Mela, it makes sense to get is written as addressed to the father. That's who is doing the transaction with. Avadi is being megarish to the girl. But the pshat is, the chalais is being done. I'm megarish your daughter. You're the baldava, and I'm megarish your daughter through you. And Mela, it makes sense to write the get, belash and the father. As I ulai, that's what makes sense to me. We're telling these two tzadim. And I think another nekuda. The Mishnah goes further. That Mishnah, the first Mishnah they brought, the Nara Mirasa Iva via Makabla Nizgita, the Mishnah fears eyes with the words, V'chol she'eni chayla lishmer is gita eni chayla lizgarish. If the Isha can't watch her get, in other words, she doesn't understand the inyan of Gerishin, she doesn't know what it means to be divorced, so Mamela, she can't be divorced. That is a machlekes Rishayna. Rashi says that means even if a father's Makabla on her behalf, even when a father's being makabel the get on her behalf, still, she has to know she's being divorced, otherwise the gerushin is not chal. So the Ramban first says that l'chayr l'fi the rif in the Rambam that say that a ketana can't be makabel the get, the only way a ketana can be megereshes altogether is through the father. So anyone under 12 cannot be makabel their own get, and still you see that there's a chilik between a ketana that's yidei lishmer zgita, let's say she's already 7 or 8 years old, she knows what it means to be divorced, or a ketana that's much younger, a 3 or 4 year old, which doesn't know, and we're saying that for the ketana which is too young to be shemir zgita, the 3 year old ketana, the 4 year old ketana wouldn't work. L'chayr, l'fi, the Ram and the Rif, that the whole ketana could only be megreshes through the father, that would sound like even when the father's being mekabel the get, you still need yidei lishmer zgita. But the Rabban says, the Rif says not the way. The Rif zets aside this Mishnah of any Adas Lishmer is Gita, Dafka when the Ketana is a Yisaymo or Nesua, where she in that case is Makabel the Onget. Mashenke, when she has a father, the Rif holds that she could be Miskereshes even when she's any Adas Lishmer is Gita. And that's what Taisus holds. So Taisus about it here. Brings Rabbeinu Tam. That staff called Yedevia brings a riot from the Yerushalmi. And Taisus is Masber. Either the reason why she can't be Megresh is because it has to be Veshulcha Mibesa. Dafka is someone who, when you send her out of the house, she doesn't come back. But a Ketana who doesn't understand what divorce is, so she'll come back, she's Meshalcha Vechazeris. Zak Taisus, but since the father watches her, she's called Meshalcha Vechazeris. Because the father makes sure she's Vechazeris. So Mimela, when the father's makabel the get, there's no t'nai that you need yadas lishmer is gita, because the father knows what the gerushin is. The father realizes she's divorced, and the father will make sure that she doesn't come back to the house. And Rav Yishayim hold like Taisus. The Rambam, the Riv is mashman that way. Rav Yishayim hold like Taisus that when there's an av, there's no problem of yadas lishmer is gita. So vilich tainim, what's the story of machlekes? Because l'chayr it's pashit. If you megarish a isha, let's say a shaitan, and there's a and there's a guard that makes sure she's not chazeres. There's somebody in charge to make sure she'll never go back to the husband's house. Avada wouldn't work. Because the yisaydavim mishalcha v'chazeres is that the isha has to understand that she's megereshes and she wouldn't come back. So even if somehow you make it, if the husband moves far away and she can't get to him, but she doesn't know that she's megereshes, be'etzim she would come back, she doesn't understand the gerushin, so that's not a gerushin. So what does it help that the father's going to make sure she doesn't come back? Stam, if you have, let's say, a ketana that doesn't have a father, but she has a brother that will make sure she doesn't come back, a lot of it wouldn't work. And you say it is, and as I state in the Rishonim, because since the father's being makabel the get, and he understands the gerushin, and she'll react to him. She's b'shus avia. Avadi mi megarish her. You're not being megarish the father. You were married to her. But the pshat is, he's in charge, and he'll make sure that she doesn't come back. So that's called the gerushin. So the chayit should be totally in that shayla. If the pshat is that the father's the baldav of the gerushin, the father's in charge, and even when the nair is makabod herself, she's makabod like b'shlichus of the father. So then it's very good to svara. She, even though she's the one that's being miskareshes, but she's not the baldava here in the kinyan. The kinyan is done with the father. You're being megarish his daughter. So as long as he understands the gerushin and he'll make sure the daughter doesn't come back, that's going to be a gerushin. Mashaygin, if the yisoid is that she has a yad of gerushin, Rashi holds, and there is a problem with Mishalcha v'chazeres here, even though the father could watch her. Rashi holds that the yisoid is, even when the father is being mekabel the gerushin tutzach medir, the gerushin is done with her. She's the balastava. The father is being mekabel on her behalf. The male, as long as she doesn't understand the gerushin, the father is no different than an older brother watching her, or a cousin watching her. That's not a gerushin. She's the one that's being miskareshes. The gerushin tutzach medir, it's done with her. She has to be mishalcha v'nechazeres. That's why it won't work. This is not mamash muchach, but the svara seems to shtip. And now let's go to a different topic. The Gemara brings down, the Gemara discusses a bit the din of Maimer. Maimer is the kedushin that's done on a Yavam. It's a din der Rabbanan Pashtus. In their eyes, so all there is Bia. Bia is kind of me Yavamet. And the Rabbanan was masakin that Maimer could be kind of me the Rabbanan by Yavamet. She needs a get. And the Gemara brings down the Braisa that the Gemara says a ketana by Erisin only can only do Maimer midasavia, but a Nara be midait be midasavia. And the Gemara has a whole discussion about it. And the Gemara says that this Braisa goes like Rebbe that says that Maimer works Balkarcha. So Machlokes Rebbe and the Chachamim, the Gemara brings down the Braisa, Isa Maimer bimtei shaloi midaita. If Balkarcha, you walk over to the Yavami, you give him money, you say, Rei Mekadeshes Li, she's not maskim. Rebbe says you're kaina anyway, and the Chachamim say you're not kaina. And the Gemara says, why does Rebbe hold you kaina? Because just like Bia works by Yavami even completely Balkarcha, even if she's not maskim at all, but as long as it's a Bia, he's kaina be Yavama. And see, on the Kedushin, that Chazal and Masakin, by Yavama has the same din as Yibam, as the Bia, which works Balkarcha. Masheng and the Chum say no, since Maimer is Kedushin, we compare it to regular Kedushin. By Kedushin, you need Daita, that only works with her consent, so by Maimer also only works with her consent. So there's a very geschmackish stickle terrier from Rab Nachum. He said it by Yeshir and Yavamis on the Sugyats, in the Kedushin Rab Nachum on Yavamis. And he says like this, Rashi there in Yavamis, when it says that Kedushin has to be midaita, Rashi brings Xeris Akasiv. How do you know Kedushin needs her consent? Rashi there brings Xeris Akasiv, V'haysa lishacher midaita mashma. Since it says V'haysa lishacher, that's mashma midaita. The pasuk is mashma that Kedushin has to be midaita V'haysa lishacher. So he asks the Stira, which already Rabbi Shayin picked, the Magia on the sign of the Gemara, already seems to be Messiah to it. Because Rashi here, when the Gemara mentions the chilah between Kedushin and Gerushin, why by Gerushin, Shtei Yadayim could be Zeiches Ka'achas, and the Naira could be Makabal her get. Mashenken Kedushin of Yechanan says that the Naira cannot be Makabal on Kedushin, only a father could do it. And the Gemara says Kedushin has to be Midaita, that's why it has to be Dafka, a father. Mashenken Gerushin, well, you don't need Das, it can be either one. Rashi says the reason why Kedushin is midaita, Rashi says the Be'inan Das Makna. Doesn't bring a pasuk. He says a svara. You need das makna. Kedushin is a kna, aisha niknas, he's being makna herself. You need the consent of the makna. You can't be kind to something from someone without their consent. That's why you can't be kind to Nisha without her consent. So the chayyim it's a stira, and like we mentioned on the side in the Gilyan, like you see on the Rashi, kedushin demidayt b'din das makna, Rabbi Shaya picked the Maseres Hashas S, says, I hate the Rashi of Amis, your testament of Bezim Maskel Kedushin. He means this Rashi that we say that doesn't say the Svar of Bina Das Makne. He says, Exeris Akasav, Aisel Lishacher. Now, Derech Zem, if you look early on that Bezim and Bez, where the Gemara says that the reason why it says the Isha Niknis instead of Ish Kaina, because if it would say Ish Kaina, have a Mina Balkarcha, that's why it says the Isha Niknis, Asi Midaita, again, Rabbi Shaya picked the Maseres Hashas says, he says, Zelosh and Rashi Bivam is a test of Mezum Maskel Kedushin the Alma. He says, Vaholcha Vahisel Shacha Midaita Mashma. Vaholcha Vahisel Shacha sounds like Midaita. Vahayinid Rashi Lakaman, Memdal the Menachish Daita, the Mina Das Makna. He means to ask this theory. How come Rashi in Yavamis says that the reason why Nidas by Kedushin is Exeris Akasa, Vaholcha Vahisel Shacha? And Rashi here in Kedushin says the reason why Nidas by Kedushin is a Sora of Mina Das Makna. And l'chayre, the svar is a good svar. Vadi need das makna. What's the haven? He can be kind in isha malkarcha. So why would Rashi and Yavamis need exeris the cost of alcha vaisel eshacha? That's one kasha he asks. So stira and Rashi, two different time, and why Rashi gives one time in one place and one time in the other place. And Svein's, why would you need exeris the cost of l'chayre? The time of Rashi says mi svar is a good svar. Lomli krasvaru. And then he asks another kasha. The Gemara says that the reason why the Rabbanan hold that Maimer needs Daita is it's like Kedushin. Just like Kedushin needs Das, Maimer also needs Das. Rebbe is Medama to Yibum, just like Yibum the Bia could be Balkarcha, so Maimer could be Balkarcha, Rabbanan Medama to Kedushin. So the Rajman the Ridva asks Akashin Yavamis, Kedushin doesn't always need Das. When a father is Mekabel Kedushin for his daughter, she's not Maskim. That could work even Balkarcha. Even if she says, I b'shum life and don't want the Kedushin, it still works. So why is the Gemara saying Kedushin needs Das? Not always. Sometimes Kedushin works without Das. When the father's Mekabalit for the daughter. So the Ritva answers the Kasha very simply. He says, but you need the Das of the Makna. When you're doing Kedushin with the Isha herself, she's the Makna, you need her Das. When you're doing with the father, so then the father's the Makna, you need the father's Das. You don't need her das because she's not the makna. So male, you always need das by kedushin. But the Rajman Yavamis there says like answer shtikl teiru. He doesn't simply answer that the pshat is you need das makna, and male when the father's doing it, he's the makna. He says a sora that since the girl is b'shus the av, since she's b'shus the av, so daita kedasa av. So when the father has das, that's considered like she has das, even though she doesn't have das. But she's nishkindeya. She's not the baldava. She's b'shus the av. Is a mela heard the father's das blames like she has das. Factor of Nachum, why does the Rashi need a ganze shtikl teira? It blames like she has das. It's considered that she has das. Tepele b'chol. You don't need the das of the isha. You need the das of the makna. When the Isha is doing the Kedushin, you need her Das. When the father is doing the Kedushin, his Das. The Rajva's Mashma, you always need her Das. But that it works Malkarcha is, because since she's B'shus Aviyah, the Das Aviyah blames like her Das. But what's the Pshat? Why couldn't the answer simply like the Advar that you need Das Makna? If the whole reason why you need Das by Kedushin is because of Das Makna, then the Kuli Alma that wouldn't apply to Maimer. Because by Kedushin, you're being Mekadosh to Isha Avadi, you need Das Makna. But Maimer, she's Kukavai Medes, like the Gemara here says. And by Yibum, it works B'chal without her Das. She's already pretty much Kani to him. You see, by Yibum, you don't need a Das. Avadi Rabbanu would also be masking that Maimer wouldn't need a Das. There'd be no Svar to learn out from Kedushin the Alma if the only reason why Kedushin need Das is Das Makna. Because here there is no Makna. It's Kukavai Medes. The Yibum could work without her Das. Avadi Rabbanu would also be able to work without her Das. So that's why Rashi and Yavamis, Dafka on this Gemara says another reason why I need Das. Exeris Akasa. V'holcha v'aisa l'shacha midaita mashma. That the whole chefs of Kedushin needs Das. It's a tnai in the etzem mice of kedushin. It's not stam you need das makne. That wouldn't apply to maimer. It's not a kedushin bechlal if you don't have das. It's felt in the ganze chevstel of the kedushin without das. So that's why you could clear. Is this kedushin like regular kedushin that bechlal? It doesn't have a chalais mice of kedushin. It's not even a mice of kedushin without das. Xeris akasav alcha vaisel eshachem idaita mashma. Or is it like Yibum? The pshat is that it's a whole different type of Kedushin. It doesn't follow the regular rules of Kedushin. It follows the rules of Yibum, which doesn't eat Das. But if it was only for Das Makna, that wouldn't be a svara to apply it to Maimer. So the Rashis are very meduik. The Rashi Nivomis that's going on why you need Das by Kedushin, to explain why that would apply to Maimer, he couldn't say Das Makna. He has to say it's a din in the Etzim Chefs of the Kedushin. Mashenkin Rashi here fakert. Rashi here is going to explain why by Gerishin the Naira herself could be Makabal the Get just like her father, and by Kedushin only the father can Makabal the Get. And the answer is, because by Gerishin, which is Bal Karcha, so who needs Das? You don't need her Das, you don't need the father's Das. When you don't need Das, so then either one can Makabal it. Mashenkin Kedushin, we need Das. So her das is not enough. You need dafka, a father's das. So if it's only mitzad the das that you need for the chefs of the ma'isa kedushin, avada her das would be enough. She's the one that's mekadeshes. But since the reason why you need das is to be in a das makne, you need the consent because of das makne. You can't buy some other consent. And the father's the makne. That's the reason why you need dafka, the father's das. So it's very meduik why Rashi there said the xeris akasav. Because das makna doesn't apply to Maimer. The only reason why you need das that would apply to Maimer is that the chefs of Kedusha needs das. That's exerts the cost of Alcha Vaisel Leshacher. Masha Enkein, over here, where the Gemara brings in that Kedusha needs das in Mechal between whether the Nara could be Mechabal the Kedusha. You see, the Nara could Mechabal the Gerishin, but that's because Bal Karcha, Masha Enkein, Midaita, Kedusha Midaita, there the Nara can't be Mechabal. You can't bring in the das that's needed for the ma'isa kedushin. That avada the das to the nara would be good enough. You have to dafka bring in the tam of das, als das makna. The father's a makna, that's why I need the das to the father. And melech usam yishav the rashba. If the pshan is that you need das for kedushin, because it's the chefs of the ma'isa kedushin needs das, so then it's takashver. So how come when the father is being makabal the kedushin for the nara, or the Ketana, you don't need das. That you can do Bal Karcha. And you can't answer like the Ritva, because the father is the Makna, you have the Das Makna. But that's only Mitzad the Das, you need Mitzad Das Makna. There the father is the Makna, you have his Das Makna. But the Das that you need for the Chefs of the Maisa Kedushin, that Lecharish, you need the Das of the Isha, even though she's not the Makna. The Das you need, Altsegzeres Akosav, Halcha Vaisa Leshacher, which is the Das that was saying you need for Maimer. So you see, by Kedushin, you don't need that. Because that Lechari, you should need Dafka the Naira's Das, Dafka the Bas, the Das of the Bas that's being Miskandeshis, even though she's not the Makna. So in that, the Rashba says, the Ganser Shikl Teira, that since she's B'shus Aviya, that's called you have her Das. Because her Das is bottled to the father's Das. When you have the Das of the father, that is the Das of the Isha, since the Isha is B'shus Aviya. Abnachem goes right a little bit. He says, you find the din by Yibum, not only don't you need the das of the Isha, you don't need the das of the Yavam either. Let's say someone forced the Yavam to be Baal the Yavama. He had no das, he does not want to do the Yibum. Someone forced him to do it. He's an Einis. It also works. The Maisa Bi alone is kind of the Yavama, even without either of them having das, even if they're Shnei Menusim. So Abnachem clears, what would be the din by Maimer? What would be if someone would come over to the Yavam and force him to give money for Kedushin and say Rei Mekadeshes lead to the Yavama, and neither of them want the Maimer? The Yavam doesn't want the Maimer, the Yavama doesn't want the Maimer. Would that work? As you might say, since Rebbe says that it works Bal Karcha of the Yavama, because he learns that from Bia, just like Bia works Bal Karcha, so who the Maimer works Bal Karcha? So just like Bia works even Bal Karcha of the Yavam, so Maimer also should work Bal Karcha of the Yavam alone. For Rav Nachum says it's not Mistabra. It's Mistabra that Rebbe's also maskim, you need Epis Atzuris Maisa Kedushin. And it's mistaken that Rebbe agrees that without the das of the Yavam, it's not a Maisa Kedushin klal l'chlal. Just like we're saying in the Rabbanan, that the Rabbanan also say you don't need das nachna by Maimer. But they need the das of the Isha for the chefs of the Maisa Kedushin v'holcha v'aisa l'shacher. So Rebbe doesn't need the das of the Isha. He considers it a Maisa Kedushin without the das of the Isha. But without the das of the Ish, stand that the Ish totally ba'inis is throwing money at the Isha and saying, Arei Mekadesh asleep, but he has no das kinyan b'chlal. Mistar ben it's b'chlal not the chefs of the Maisa Kedushin, even according to Rebbe. Rebbe only says that it works b'alkarch of the Yavama. Rebbe doesn't say it works b'alkarch of the Yavam. And Reb Nachum says another very geschmackish tickle. Taisus asks the Kasha and the Gemara. The Gemara brings the brisa that tanim in the erison ain't oisim b'mayim elim idasavia v'nara b'mi dasatzun b'mi dasavia. That a ktana min the erison it only works midasavia, but the nara works b'mi dasatzun b'mi dasavia. And the Gemara says this goes like Rebbe that says that mayim works balkarchay. Frank Taisus, so what's the pshat? If it goes like Rebbe that mayim works balkarchay, so you don't need das atzmi, you don't need das anyone. Mayim works balkarchay. What does the Braisa mean that by Ktani you need Das Aviyah, by Nari you need either Daita or Das Aviyah? It works well, Karachai. What's the pshat? Emphatesis, you have to inform the father. You have to inform, by Ktana, the father has to be informed. Informing the Ktana is not good enough. By Nara, informing the Nara is good enough. Midas here doesn't mean consent. Midas here is that they're informed. They know that this Mayim is taking place. They're against it, they don't consent to it, but they know about it. That's all you need. You have to inform her. The Taisus HaRosh argues. The Taisus HaRosh says, according to Rebbe, you don't have to inform them either. When the Braisa says that by Ktana, it only works Midas Aviyah, and by Nara it works Bei Midaita, Bei Midas Aviyah, that means that by Ktana, it only works when the father is Mekabel, the Kedushin. Only the Kabbalah of the father Ketuah the Maimer, and by Nara, the father's Kabbalah or her Kabbalah Ketuah the Maimer. But the Das, you don't need Das all, you don't have to inform them either. It's a little more Dachak the Lashon. But that's how the Taiz the Rosh learns. So come they say, Chesanta Machleik is Taiz and the Taiz the Rosh and sheet this Rebbe. Rebbe holds Maimer works Malkarcham. But Taiz says you have to inform them. They have to be informed about it. If they're not informed about it, it doesn't work. And by Ketana, the father has to be informed. By Nara, Ben Avia, Ben Atzma. But stop, when you do Maimer on a regular Isha, the Isha has to be informed of the Maimer. She doesn't have to consent, she has to be informed. And the Taiz HaRosh argues and says she doesn't have to be informed either. She just has to be mekabel the money. What's the Svaris HaMachlekes? It's like that the Taiz HaRosh is Pashit. If you don't need a Dasam, she doesn't have to know about it. It works Balkarcha. Why does she have to know about it? Mecha Tesa. Where does Taisus get? I mean, he gets it from the Lashon and the Braisa. The Braisa is very dachuk like the Lashon and the Taisus Rosh. It says midaita. It doesn't mean consent, but akapana means informed. The Taisus Rosh is dachuk. It says midaita. It doesn't say that she has to mekabel it. But what's pshat in it? What's pshat that they have to be informed? Necha Taisa. Where should that din come from? Zakhtar Nachum, it's the same word. Taisus holds, and he learns it from the Braisa, that it doesn't have a chefs of a maisa kedushin if they don't even know that it happened. A Maisa Kedushin has to be, at least they know that it happened. And he says he's coming from somewhere. By Yiyud, the Gemara says on your test that by Yiyud, Sarach Liyada, you have to do a Maisa Yiyud. Now Yiyud works Malkarcha. So Taizan Dafei explains, what does it mean, Sarach Liyada? That she has to know that the Yiyud took place. Yiyud, by an Amr Evriya, someone buys an Amr Evriya, he's allowed to say, Harei Amiyu Edisli, and she's Mekudesh with the money that he gave for buying the Amma Evriya. And it works even Balkarcha, even Balkarcha the Aviyah. Works totally Balkarcha. But Taisus explains in that hey, and that's how he learns that the Gemara in that Fites, Al Kapanim, she has to know about it. So Taisus sees there that for the chefs of the Maisa Kedushin, if she doesn't know about it, it can't be a Maisa Kedushin, even according to Rebbe, that it could be a Maisa Kedushin without her Das, but Al Kapanim, she has to know about it. Otherwise, it's not a chefs of Maisa Kedushin. That's the pshat in Taisus that she has to know about it. That's the Shtikl Tari from Reb Nachum.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.